Chapter 1, 2009. There are 158 footsteps between the bus stop and home, but it can stretch to 180 if you aren't in a hurry, like maybe if you're wearing platform shoes, or shoes you bought from a charity shop that have butterflies on the toes but never quite grip the heel at the back, thereby explaining why they were a knockdown 199. I turned the corner into our street, 68 steps, and could just see the house, a four-bedroom semi and a row of other three- and four-bedroom semis. Dad's car was outside, which meant he had not yet left for work. Behind me, the sun was setting behind Stortford Castle, its dark shadow sliding down the hill like melting wax to overtake me. When I was a child, we used to make our elongated shadows have gun battles, our street the OK Corral. On a different sort of day, I could have told you all the things that had happened to me on this route. Where Dad taught me to ride a bike without stabilisers. Where Mrs. Doherty, with the lopsided wig, used to make us Welsh cakes. Where Trina stuck her hand into a hedge when she was 11 and disturbed a wasp's nest, and we ran screaming all the way back to the castle. Thomas's tricycle was upturned on the path, and closing the gate behind me, I dragged it under the porch and opened the door. The warmth hit me with the force of an airbag. Mum is a martyr to the cold and keeps the heating on all year round. Dad is always opening windows, complaining that she'd bankrupt the lot of us. He says our heating bills are larger than the GDP of a small African country.
That you, love?
Yep. I hung my jacket on the peg, where it fought for space amongst the others.
Which you? Lou? Trina?
Lou. I peered round the living room door. Dad was face down on the sofa, his arm thrust deep between the cushions as if they had swallowed his limb whole. Thomas, my five-year-old nephew, was on his haunches, watching him intently.
Lego.
Dad turned his face towards me, puce from exertion.
Why they have to make the damned pieces so small, I don't know. Have you seen Obi-Wan Kenobi's left arm?
It was on top of the DVD player. I think he swapped Obi's arms with Indiana Jones's.
Well, apparently now Obi can't possibly have beige arms. We have to have the black arms.
I wouldn't worry. Doesn't Darth Vader chop his arm off in episode 2? I pointed at my cheek so that Thomas would kiss it. Where's Mum?
Upstairs. Oh, how about that? A £2 piece.
I looked up, just able to hear the familiar creak of the ironing board. Josie Clark, my mother, never sat down. It was a point of honour. She had been known to stand on an outside ladder painting the windows, occasionally pausing to wave, while the rest of us ate a roast dinner.
Will you have a go at finding this bloody arm for me? He's had me looking for half an hour and I've got to get ready for work.
Are you on nights?
Yeah, it's 5:30.
I glanced at the clock. Actually, it's 4:30. He extracted his arm from the cushions and squinted at his watch.
Then what are you doing home so early?
I shook my head vaguely, as if I might have misunderstood the question, and walked into the kitchen. Grandad was sitting in his chair by the kitchen window, studying a Sudoku. The health visitor had told us it would be good for his concentration, help his focus after the strokes. I suspected I was the only one to notice he simply filled out all the boxes with whatever number came to mind.
Hey, Grandad.
He looked up and smiled.
You want a cup of tea?
He shook his head and partially opened his mouth.
Cold drink?
He nodded. I opened the fridge door